after I double-check our supplies. Good work, Dell. Her mother shot her a smile and stood from her desk with a stretch. I can hardly believe the addition to the schoolhouse was completed in this weather. Julie turned her head, looking through the open door at the back of the schoolhouse where her new classroom was located. Her mother had given her an outline, and Delilah had done her bit, filling in the gaps meant for her own students. They shared the teaching duties in Gold Sky, but had recently had to divide the students into two separate age groups, with Delilah taking the younger children as her pupils. Both groups came with their own particular challenges and joys. Delilah grew fonder of each student with every passing day. She understood now why her mother had chosen to teach, how the allure of a classroom full of young hearts and minds was enough to draw her to the frontier. Though she supposed love had also done its own fair share to motivate her mother to make the move. Neither can I. But you know how the town gets when there's a need to be filled, Delilah said, and her mother hummed in knowing. There is nothing they won't do, she said, turning and tugging on her coat with a shrug of her shoulders. It is one of the reasons I adore this town, and I always have. The women crossed the room to the doors where their scarves, gloves, and hats were awaiting them on hooks. The men of the town had come together in a way that was heroic, even for Gold Sky, and had finished the new room in the throes of winter. It might have been foolhardy, but the newest arrivals to Gold Sky came with children, and trying to fit more than 30 within the walls of the school had been a feat. Delilah made a note to write thank yous to each and every one of the men who had given their time and deliver them that week. Perhaps she could even bake something to include with her note of thanks. It was the season, after all, for a well-earned sweet. You chose well when you moved here, Mama. There is no other place I can imagine as home than Gold Sky. I know, dear. That is why I am so pleased you chose to teach alongside me. Julie held the door open for them, and the women walked out into the wintry afternoon. Delilah frowned, turning her face up at the rapidly darkening sky. It was scarcely after 4 that afternoon, and yet here darkness was coming to swallow up the landscape she knew so well. A pond, smooth and perfect with ice not yet hard enough to skate on, was off in the distance to the right. Beyond that, the outskirts of the town sprung up, cabins and small, well-kept houses on the lane that led into town. In front of them, the familiar shape of the building standing stark against the bleak sky signaled Gold Sky proper. Already, Dell could see the lights of the town coming to life, pushing back against the falling twilight. She knew that if she went into town, there would be no shortage of activity there. She could hear the telltale sound of the train whistle signaling more arrivals. These days, it seemed, there was no end to the migration to Gold Sky. They would need another room for the school if things continued on. Delilah said nothing of that to her mother, who she knew would agree with her and begin planning immediately for it. Julie Baptiste had always been a doer. Even after raising 4 daughters to womanhood, she had lost none of the energy she'd brought with her from New York City all those years ago. So rather than share her observations, Delilah was content to turn left at the lane and walk with her mother to their home. The route wound away from the town and out into the less populated land to their homestead. Open plains stretched out across the horizon until the foothills rose up, finally giving way to the mountains beyond. It was a beautiful sight, and Delilah counted her blessings for growing up in plain view of it. "Will you be up for delivering a batch of thank yous to the men who worked on the addition?" Julie asked her, and Delilah nodded. "Yes, Mama. I'd already planned to do so later this week. I thought I might bake something for each of them as well," she said. "That's a splendid idea, dear. And you know there was a little something I thought you could do as well," her mother replied. There was a tone in her voice that hadn't been there before.